at 203 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 Scoreboards. Emergency. We welcome in our guy, our baseball expert, Steve Stone, joins us as he does every Friday at 2. Stoney, how are you, my friend?
Just delightful. It's a beautiful day here. I understand that Verlander is on an 84-mile-an-hour pitch limit. So I'm pretty happy about this, actually. So it kicks it off with a very difficult road trip here in Detroit, then in Kansas City against a rejuvenated Royal team, and then on to Cleveland. And Cleveland's actually feeling pretty good about themselves.
Yeah, this has all the makings of one of those nights where if I flip around on the TV, the White Sox are never up.
Well, it could very well, you know, could very well be. Look, if you're going to get to Verlander, obviously you get to him early when he doesn't reach back and get the 100 that he's always got in the bag for you. And early in the game, he's thrown 94, 93 at times. That's really the opportunity to do it. One of the pieces of good news we thought we were going to get, which hasn't turned out that way, is that Miguel Cabrera is actually going to play in the game, and everybody seems to say that he's just fine, that little tweak was really nothing. And so we'll see in the first hard swing, because if it really was nothing, then obviously he'll stay in the game. He means a tremendous amount to their offense, along with Victor Martinez right in the middle of it, gives them a couple of guys that do pretty well. So they got four hitters hitting 306 or higher. So this is a lineup starting to come together. And the question is, can they avoid the second half falters that really have befallen this club over the last 5 years? Second half of the season, regardless of how many games it encompassed, they have yet to play over 500 baseball starting in 06 through last year. So if they do that again, it does give hope to everybody else in the division.
You know, I've read a lot, looked at a lot of things, and all this stuff is, you know, everybody's had a chance to analyze and write things, Stoney, and, mm-hmm. and look at the second half. I have not seen a single positive thing from anybody in a newspaper in any belief level whatsoever in the White Sox. Do you still have a belief level in the White Sox, given the fact that still, I know five games looks like a mountain sometimes to this team, but where's your belief on this team at this point?
My belief is going to be encompassed in the next 12 games. Do I believe right now that if they handle Detroit and take two of three from Kansas City and perhaps two of three from the Indians, who the Sox have beaten four of five, yes, then I think that there is ample opportunity and certainly plenty of time to do that. That being said, the way the Tigers have handled the Sox to this point, if they continue to do that, then it will be man the phones and let's see who we can move after these next 12 games, because six of them are against this same Tiger team. We are very likely to face Verlander a couple of times in those six, and that becomes a difficult situation. Also, depending on what Scherzer does, they do have a suspect back end of their starting rotation. Except that when you face them the first three games after the All-Star break, you don't see the back end of the rotation. And I don't know exactly then what will happen the next time we do see them. There's a better than average chance that we'll get Verlander again. That's never a good thing. And they got a guy at the end that, although he's a nail biter, Valverde is still pretty tough. He's a guy that can close down the game. So they're also fishing around for Hiroki Kuroda. That's one of the things that they keep talking about here. And Kuroda, despite a bad record because he's with the Dodgers, has an ERA just over 3. This is also a good ballpark, just like L.A., for him to pitch in. And even more disturbing, if you're a Sox fan, is the fact that they also are entertaining the idea, perhaps, of Carlos Beltran and how he would fit into that lineup. So, you know, you get a switch hitter who can produce, add him to what they already have, and the fact that Carlos Guillen appears to be getting healthier. So if the Tigers, who have taken on salary in the past, I mean, there's a history with Dave Dombrowski and Mike Ilitch with at the break bringing in some big money guys. If they make those moves, the Sox are not going to be able to counter any of those by taking on salary, especially of that magnitude. Then it really gives the Tigers a leg up. And Cleveland can't add too much, although the Cleveland owner has been talking about the fact that he'd like to add a big right-handed bat. Now, he didn't say he'd like to pay for one. He said he would like to add one. And that becomes a big problem, because the guys that anybody would want for a right-handed difference maker. Cleveland probably doesn't want to give up, and plus they can't take any more money. They're just not drawing all that much.